I'm Henry McNulty, and I'm joined here in the studio by a special guest. I'm interviewing L.R. Montgomery. Welcome, L.R.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here and get a chance to just talk about these paintings that I've been doing for all the natural areas.
Your current show at the MAC has to do with nature conservancy in various ways, and it brings together different groups. What was it that inspired this project?
Well, I've been working with Dishman Hills for maybe 30-some years. They just came by and asked if I would come paint and make images. And we've done a lot of fundraising for them. And I was actually at the Banff Film Festival that Paul Fish does. And here's all the same organizations that will be represented at my show. They didn't know each other. And I paint all of these. I just go every day and paint somewhere around Spokane. It's such a beautiful place. And I thought, well, I would really like to showcase all of these areas and all of the natural area organizations, so everybody would know. And I've gone to a lot of board meetings when I see people with walkers coming in, and I realized we need more young people to get involved. And so in fact, Dishman Hills gave me maybe 3,000 or 4,000 business cards, and I've given away about maybe 3,000 of them to people I meet out, inviting them to join Dishman Hills or join any of, like, the Riverkeepers. And the Riverkeepers, I did a fundraiser with them, and it was just so much fun to generate money and enthusiasm for people to get out of doors. And now, so that's kind of, things just happened to me, and I needed a place to paint. And Chris Kopinski and said, hey, you know, why don't you come and paint at my business? And he gave me a place to paint. And I got the idea that I would do like 25 4x5 foot paintings for all the different areas. And so I've just painted the last 3 months, and they're up right now. You can go down and look at them. But our opening is going to be on Wednesday, June 24th. And I've asked I don't know how many people to come and speak so I wouldn't have to talk. And so you can find out about all of these areas. And everything's so beautiful, and when you really love something, you really you don't have to work. You just go out every day, and you just never know what you're going to encounter. And I just feel like, as a painter, I'm the luckiest person in the world, because I just paint every day, and people buy it and collect it, and I make wonderful, wonderful friends. And so, is that a good answer?
It is.
Sometimes I think, you know, I'm just so lucky and so happy with what I get to do, and the people that come walking into our lives and say, well, what can we do to help you? And it's just like Chris he's becoming a great painter too. And so, you know, look forward in the next year for him to have his paintings too. But just, you know, everywhere I go, you know, the KPBX has interviewed me several times and keeps me on track for what we're doing to fund these natural areas. And I'm so thankful and appreciative. And I'm sure the organizations are happy, too, to get money.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you and I were talking before the broadcast, and one of those things you mentioned, being out in the world and painting, you do a lot of painting outside, and you talked about people coming up to you and all of these stories that get shared with you as an artist. Could you speak to that?
Well, you just never know. People will come up and they'll wonder what you're doing, because they're not used to, you're out of character. And so I always ask people, their story's more important than mine, and they in so many cases, have fallen in love with, that you're actually making something real. They can touch it and feel it. And in fact, when I think of, I was painting on the bluff in a pouring down rain, and Ted and his wife Ann came by from the Inlander, and we're soaking wet. And I says, I told him about this project that I wanted to do, and he says, "Well, let me help you." And so just recently, the Inlander did a photo shoot and an interview, which was really, really fun. And it's you just see the people you meet really love the conservation areas, you know, Riverside State Park and the Rocks of Sharon. And in fact, I just met a couple that he proposed to her on the Rocks of Sharon, and then they got married on there. And their story, she just wiggled in front of the painting, and they haven't bought it yet, but I'm looking forward to them collecting it. But there's one at this show of the Rocks of Sharon that, I think they take my breath away. And so what I've seen from this last weekend of seeing everybody come look at these paintings, and a photographer, I've been photographed so much that, you know, I'm learning how to pose, to hold the pose so I don't look like, you know. Anyway, that's part of being an artist is, in fact, I always tell people, too, that from Sergei Bongard, who's a Ukrainian painter, he always said, to be an artist, you have to love people and love what you do. And then you just go paint, and that's the end of the painting lesson.
And to care about nature and conservancy in your case.
Oh, it is, because, you know, I probably have illustrated just about every house, a cutter house in Spokane, but now every day is magic when you go out. The light changes every hour, and you never know. Painting down on Hangman Creek, there's a herd of mule deer that will come by, or you'll be out at Slavin Conservation Area, and a herd of elk will be moving, making, and so then you start, I'm not a scientist, but I meet scientists that tell me what is happening with all of this wildlife in the urban area, and we can just, even from the studio here, we can be down on Hangman Creek in about probably 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we are so fortunate that there is so much nature, but to conserve it takes all these organizations are working together. And in fact, when I first started, Mike Hamilton as a geologist, he took me for a ride to go look at some property, and his dream was to be able to have all of Spokane surrounded by natural areas so that you could, and we're halfway there now. And so in my lifetime, I hope to see it. You know, that's a vision. But you know, I like to bring out that a lot of times when there's plannings for events and things, I get asked not to participate. I and Jerry White were asked several times not to participate for the River Keepers because we're big thinkers. And there's a lot of details that go into preserving this land and preserving the river. I get so excited about it that to share it with people that are really knowledgeable. Like I think I've just met a PhD at Eastern that's doing lots of things with the plants for native plants for the Palouse. And I thought, well, here's a whole another area to look at. And there are so many scientists that are doing things, and I just go and paint them.
Well, it sounds like you're able to highlight so much with the show. And the opening reception, I understand, is June 24th, 5 to 8 p.m., correct?
Mm-hmm.
How long are the paintings on display?
For, you know, that's kind of a complicated question for me, but I think they're up for a month.
Okay, at the Mac, in any case.
Yeah, and Tammy can, and my wife can answer that, but sometimes I try to keep intersections in my brain clear so I don't store stuff like that.
Okay, well.
Somebody will tell me eventually to take it down, so.
Well, we can make sure to have it up on the post that goes alongside this interview online to get that detail in there.
Really,
but I won't make you remember.
I would really appreciate it because, you know, it's even like when my wife asks me how old people are, and I always say 60-something. And that works for me.
Right. Close enough. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in, LR. I really appreciate it.
Well,
great to talk to you.
Well, the thanks are all mine for you and the radio station and for the viewers that tune in and all the work that goes into our community.
Well, thank you so much. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Henry McNulty.